Leaders of the biotechnology industry presented their Heritage Award this week to Francis Collins and Craig Venter. They received the award for their work in mapping the human genome at the industry's annual conference in San Diego. Eventually, greater understanding of DNA is expected to improve healthcare, but commercializing new treatments is costly, time-consuming, and controversial. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
While scientists and business people gathered inside San Diego's convention center this week, biotech critics rallied outside.
Hands off our DNA! Corporate power, no way!
But with only a few hundred protesters, instead of the promised thousands, the demonstrations didn't live up to their hype. Of course, so far, the same might be said for the industry the protesters came to criticize. For the last quarter century, biotech has bounced from boom to bust, producing great excitement at times, but only a relative handful of successful companies. Last year was a boom. Investors poured money into biotech, helping to launch 64 new public companies. This year, the fever has cooled, with only 3 biotech companies going public so far. Stock in existing companies also slumped early in the year, though many have rebounded in recent weeks. Dennis Purcell, who heads a biotech investment fund backed by George Soros and others, says anyone hoping for a quick payoff in the industry is likely to be disappointed.
I think we have an education process to do in the sense that there is some over high expectations that, you know, we're around the corner for cures for all these things, and to a certain degree we've got to manage the expectations of investors.
Companies focused on medical biotech typically need years and hundreds of millions of dollars to bring a successful product to market. Often, the investing public is not that patient. Still, venture capitalists continue to invest in biotech, hoping for another success story like IDEC Pharmaceuticals. CEO Bill Rastetter's company is one of the stars of the industry, thanks to its anti-cancer drug, Rituxan.
We've been able to help well over 100,000 patients with that product, so we're very grateful.
Last year, IDEC sold more than $400 million worth of Rituxan, success that's all the more remarkable because just a few years earlier, the company almost went broke. Only an emergency cash infusion kept the doors open. FDA approval for Rituxan came in 1997.
It was the headline, San Diego's biotech cancer drug approved by FDA. It was a remarkable headline for us. We were just elated.
Biotech success stories still make headlines because they're more the exception than the rule. For every IDEC, there are numerous companies that have yet to turn a profit. As a result, one of the most popular topics at this week's meeting was how to raise enough money to keep a company afloat until it achieves a marketing breakthrough. Stephen Burrell, who heads a merchant bank dedicated to biotech investing, is convinced those breakthroughs are worth waiting for.
You have a very large number of products in late-stage clinical development, hundreds literally. You have approaching 100 companies that will be profitable this year. If you can be long-term for a moment and look out over the next 5 or 10 years, I think this industry will do fabulously well.
But it won't happen automatically. In accepting his Heritage Award, Craig Venter cautioned that the new genome map is not the book of life, as some have said, but merely an index to what he calls a vast encyclopedia of knowledge we've barely scratched the surface of. Filling in the rest of the pages will take time and money, as well as sound policies and education to address the concerns of a nervous public. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.